So let's review. The Gemara refers to the Mishnah of the Andaf Pei Aleph, which taught, Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon Oimrim, Androgynous Kohen Shenosa Bas Yisrael, Machila B'Truma. If an androgynous who is a Kohen married a Yisraelis, Machila B'Truma, his wife may eat Truma. Rabbi Yochanan there explained that Rabbi Yosef holds, Truma B'Zman HaZeh Dayraisa, and she may eat Truma because Rabbi Yosef holds that an androgynous is a Vadei Zachar. He certainly has the status of a male, therefore his wife may eat Truma like every Yeshus Kohen because their marriage is valid. The Gemara cites a brayso which clearly contradicts the Mishnah. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Androgynous ber yibifnei asmeho. V'lechri b'chachamim zachar m'nekeva, he is physically a unique being, and the chacham have not decided whether his halachic status is that of a male or a female, in other words, a safik zachar. The Gemara points out that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi states his opinion together with Rabbi Shimon, and in the brayso, Rabbi Yosi states his opinion by himself. The Gemara presents a machlekes in how to reconcile these two versions of Rabbi Yosi's opinion. Amar Rav, Lesser Lamasnitin Mikmei Braisa. The Braisa's version is accepted over the Mishnah's version. Rishmul Amar, Lesser Lamasnitin Mikmei Masnitin. The Mishnah's version is accepted over the Braisa's version, as Rashi explains. Shmuel understands this to be a machlekes of the Mishnah and the Braisa as to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. And although Shmuel Chayesh Lechida, Shmuel usually follows even an individual opinion when it's Lechurma, which in our case is the Braisa. However, Kimes Akar Masnitin Lechayesh. He does not accept a braisa when it contradicts the Mishnah. However, Rav holds, "Mideshavkir Rabbi Yosi lebarzuge shema minahader bay." It's not a machlekes, because if it were, the braisa would mention both Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Since it mentions only Rabbi Yosi, the braisa, which came after the Mishnah, is telling us that Rabbi Yosi retracted his early position. Therefore, it is accepted over the Mishnah. The Gemara next presents three additional halachas for a total of four, where Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon stated an opinion together and rules about them. Amar Bei Rav Mishmei De Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yosi ba'androgynous u'b'harkava, v'Shmuel Amar b'koishi u'b'kiddush. The Gemara explains, androgynous hodamar. Rav rules that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon regarding androgynous, and that is considered a vadei zachar. U'b'harkava, Mishnah Masechet Shviyos states, a noitin ve'emavrichin ve'emarkivin er Shviyos. All these malachas of planting and grafting are also 30 days before Shoshana. Rashi explains, because it will take root during Shemitah. The Mishnah then presents a three-way machlokes as to the length of time of Kalita for the seed taking root. Tanakama, Shleishim Yom, 30 days, as explained earlier. Rehuda, Shleish Yomim, 3 days. Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon, Shtei Shabbosis, 2 weeks. The Gemara explains that since all malachas of planting and grafting are already also 30 days before Rosh Hashanah because of Taisa Shvias, the Mishnah is referring to before the 30-day period. Therefore, one must refrain from these malachas 30 days plus the days of Kalita for a total of 44, 33, 60 days respectively. Rav rules that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon in this matter regarding Harkava. Kaishi, labor pains. The halacha is that dam koishi from labor pains is not considered dam ziva. The Mishnah Masechtas Nida presents a three-way machlokes as to the length of time the pain can be considered labor pains. Kami hei kishua, Rimei oimer oy arbom oy chamishim yeim. It can last even 40 to 50 days. Rabbi Yehuda oimer daya chadsha only in the 9th month. Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon oimer ein kishu yosim shtei shabbosis. It cannot last more than 2 weeks. Shmuel rules that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon in this matter. Kiddush. The Mishnah Masechtas Klaim states, "Hamasachach gafnei al gabi tvuase shel chaveroi, hareze kiddush v'chay bachriyasa de'rimeir." If someone spread the vines of his vineyard over the grain of his neighbor, it becomes aser because of klai hakarim, and they must pay for the loss. V'yisrei b'shimon oimrim, "Ein adam oiseh davar she'eino shaloi." It does not become aser because one cannot render aser something that's not his. Tesis points out that this is only regarding davar talab b'machshava, an issue that requires intent. For a climb, he must have intent to leave it there for a while. But if someone mixed a non-kosher piece of meat or poured milk into his friend's pot of kosher meat, it certainly becomes aser. Shmuel rules that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon in this matter, that ein adam oiser davar she'eino shaloi. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah Daf Pei Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tumtum shenikra v'nimtza zachar, lo yachletz b'mneishu kisris. A tumtum who was opened and found to be a male may nevertheless not do chalitza, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that he is a vadei sris, and he's excluded from even chalitza. The Gemara relates that incident where Oilid Sheva Benin, he fathered 7 children. Apparently he's not a Sris. Rabbi Yehuda Amalei, Chazrabonav Miayinheim, Rabbi maintains his position and questions the paternity of those children. The Gemara cites a third opinion, that of Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, that a Tumdim Shenikr Benim Tzezachar is a suffix Sris. The Mishnah concludes with Rabbi Leza Omer, Andreginis Chayev Nalav Skila Kezachar. The Gemara cites in Darshan's the Pasuk, Ve'ezachar Leitishkav Mishke Ve'isha. Psmai Omer, Andreginis Chayev Nalav Skila Mishte Mekaymes. He derives it from the word mishkeveh, which indicates shnei mishkaves. However, Beleza holds that the word zachar indicates only mimakim echad. The Gemara adds zachar grade minalahu, meve'es zachar, isha shlagadarka minalahu, mi'isha. The Gemara continues, loy l'kol amir Beleza andreginez zachar ma'al yehu. Shemata oimer kein b'mokdash in yikdash. Beleza only said that an andreginus is a vadi zachar regarding some of the above mentioned halachas of arayas and marriage. But a behema that is an andreginus cannot become a carbon. Shahir Beleza Omer, Kamakim Shanem is zachar in a keva, at the mighty tumtum andreginus may be named. The oif, hail vele nemma by zachar in a keva, he at the mighty tumtum andreginus may be named. Wherever the Torah specifies zachar in a keva means a definite male or definite female, which excludes tumtum andreginus. However, regarding Karbanas Sa'if, since the Torah does not specify Zachar Nekeva, Tumdim Andreginus are not excluded. Hanul Ha'aral, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 8th parak of Masechta Yevamos, and we'll begin the 9th parak, Yesh Mutaris, in the next daf, Be'ezra Hashem.